Good morning, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the Spotlight this morning, 6th Street Playhouse presents Oliver, the beloved musical based on Charles Dickens' novel, opening November 15th in Santa Rosa. I am here with director Patrick Nims. We've got actor David Yen, and we've also got the kids, Oliver herself, Cecilia Brenner, and Gus Jordan. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Welcome. We got a full house in the studio. I love it. Patrick, let's start with you. You are the director.
Yes, I am.
The guy leading this crazy crew. Tell us about putting on the show. This is obviously a beloved musical. What did you do to kind of make it your own, and how's it been going?
It's been going great. We're just happy to be back in the rehearsal room in the theater, because we had a couple of days where 6th Street was in the evacuation zone, but we're now back and cooking with gas there.
Excellent.
And Oliver is, I think it's one of the first musical memories I have as a kid growing up, probably that along with Sound of Music at the time in the early and mid 60s. And it's really just a beautiful show. I mean, incredible that the words, the music, the story were all written by one guy, Lionel Bart, which is pretty amazing. And it's just a beautiful production. What we're doing a little bit different this time than a standard Oliver is we have a very small cast. There's only 11 adults, and there are 12 kids in the cast, which is about half of what some companies would do with Oliver. So we're doing a style where pretty much everybody plays everything. So all the adults probably have five or six different roles that they play in the show. And we do have two different Olivers, which is great, sort of a built-in understudy, and they get to learn from each other and watch each other work through. And it's just a really nice company and a really nice family to work with.
Excellent. Yeah. Cecilia, Gus, you guys are the alternating Olivers. How's it been going for you, learning the songs and practicing? Tell us about your experience.
Well, it's been going really well for me.
It's fun to watch the other Oliver take their perspective on how they think this role would be played and to learn from each other.
Yeah, we help each other out a lot.
Nice. And David, how's it been going for you? You play Fagin, the pickpocket, if I'm remembering correctly, who works with these kids.
The leader of the gang.
Yeah. Tell us about your experience with this cast.
It's really cool. It's a really good group. When Pat and I first talked about his vision for the show, I got even more excited. You know, you have these bucket list roles that you always dreamed of playing, you know. Mm-hmm. And so when I got offered the role, I got pretty stoked. But then when we started talking about what he wanted to do with it and how he was going to approach it, I got really, really excited. I'm very into the sort of immersive theater concept and breaking that fourth wall and bringing the audience into the story more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really exciting production.
Nice.
Really, really fun. And it's great working with kids. I love working with kids. And I mean, how can you not love this role? It's one of the iconic ones in musical theater. So I'm honored.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a reason why this musical has been so popular for so long.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of fun. And I agree.
Yeah, it's interesting that the original Dickens book, Oliver Twist, was not a children's story.
No.
It was about exposing hypocrisy and the treatment of orphans in London. And what Lionel Bart did was to take this this commentary, this social commentary that Dickens wrote, and he totally turned it into a child's adventure of navigating the streets of London in 1850 and dealing with both the lower class end, represented by Fagin and his friends, and the upper class end of London at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hopefully for this production, we were focusing on that child's eye view of the adventure, and hopefully it's one that adults also can just let go and totally enjoy. We intend the show to be as a gift to the community, perhaps a way to just sit down and take a couple of hours and relax and put your mind on something totally fun and enjoyable.
That's great. Thank you for that. Well, go see Oliver. It opens November 15th at 6th Street Playhouse. The box office is 707-523-4185. Thank you, everyone, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.